So Jesus has ascended to heaven, and we're still staring into the sky. Yes, Jesus is up there now doing his thing. We're down here, but you know, we're really not staring at the sky. We're staring at our cell phones, and we're staring at sports schedules, and shop windows, and computer screens, and at our goal to climb the ladder of success and grasp the American dream. And so we go about doing our thing, and Jesus is up in the sky, and he's going to do his thing, and perhaps someday he'll restore the kingdom to Israel. Is that what this Feast of the Ascension means? No. The Feast of the Ascension means, as we heard in Scripture, that we are in the final era, the approach of the end of history. And Jesus has done his work, as we heard in the Scriptures. He suffered and shed his blood so that we could have access to God and live a new life. And now that Jesus has completed his work, he makes ready to return. And he's going to be looking at our work. You know, today we see, as we heard in the Scriptures, that here's Jesus about to ascend into heaven, and his disciples ask him, "So, Lord, what are you going to do for us now? Are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now?" That's just like us, isn't it? We're always wanting to know what Jesus is going to do for us. But the apostles got it all wrong, as do we. Jesus has already done his work. And now he looks at us, as he did the apostles, and he says, "You will be my witnesses." So now it's not about what Jesus is going to do. He's done it. It's about what we're going to do. And he gives us his Holy Spirit, as we heard, so that we can be Christ in this world and continue his work. And he dies on the cross for us so that we can be close to God. What a wonderful thing that is. And so, church, we better be continuing his work and taking advantage of the nearness to God which his bloody suffering bought for us. For as the men in white in our first reading said, Jesus will be coming back in the same way that we saw him go into heaven. Last time Jesus came again, it was to do his work, and that was to save us. Next time he comes, he will be holding us accountable for that salvation. So how are we continuing his work? That should be our top priority in life as Christians. How are we continuing his work? How are we sharing and spreading the faith? How are we reaching out to the poor and needy? How are we supporting our Christian community with our resources to proclaim the gospel? And how are we using the precious opportunity of drawing near to God, which Jesus won for us at such cost? So we have a week now before Pentecost. And so let's make this week a week of more focused prayer to prepare ourselves to receive the Holy Spirit anew at Pentecost so that we can be his witnesses. Amen.